Belling the Cat. Many years ago, there was a farmer who had a big barn full of hay and grain. A great many families of mice made their home in this barn, and they would have had a happy life indeed, with all that good food close at hand, if it had not been for the farmer's bright-eyed cat. This cat was a big, sleek cat with green eyes that shone in the dark. She had little cushions on the bottom of her feet, so that no one could hear her when she walked. And whenever the mice came out for a good meal of grain seeds, Puss would pounce upon them from the shadows. The mice worried and fretted and thought about it, but they could not think of a plan to outsmart that cat. At last, one evening, when the mice were gathered together in a safe mouse hole, a smart little mouse spoke up.
"I have thought of a wonderful plan," said he. "Why not tie a bell around the cat's neck so we can hear her when she walks? We can use the old cowbell lying in the corner."
"Marvelous, wonderful," cheered the mice. "Why haven't we thought of that before?"
They went on loudly cheering the excellent plan until one wise old mouse spoke up.
"Who will put the bell on the cat?" he asked.
There was a great silence. Even the smart little mouse had nothing to say. Since no one offered to take the job, Puss is probably running about still on her cushioned feet, pouncing out upon the mice from the silent shadows.